But I want to get like those neon signs that say like La Platica or something, like somewhere behind here. Yeah, or like behind you. I don't know.
I love that.
Because I feel like that's why I put that green tree.
Just as like.
Just so it can have a pop of color in the back. Because other than that, mm-hmm. it was just great. I don't know if you've seen the other videos. It's kind of boring.
Yeah. I like it though. It's good. Solid setup.
Solid for now.
It's good though. Gets the job done.
Yeah. So you good with this volume?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, no, I can hear me and I can hear you.
Pretty good.
Am I talking loud enough?
Yeah, you're fine. I mean, because my volume is higher than yours, so okay. I can really hear you. But I like it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. You ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love, love, love morning talks on La Platica. Now, why do I like morning talks? I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I'm a little bit more energetic. That's when the coffee first hits you, you know?
For sure.
You told me you already had a cup of coffee.
I did, and I'm on my second now.
So here's the second, and I'm going to tell you right now. There's one on Nespresso. It's called Café de Cuba. I don't know if you've had that one before.
No. Did you put that in my?
That's the one. So
am I about to have a heart attack?
No. I wouldn't kill you.
All right.
I'll just scare you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is what? 9:30 maybe in the morning? Who are we?
I know, right?
God damn.
And when you said 8, I was real skeptical about that.
You know what? I said 8 before me and Karen filmed one last night. So when I was done filming ours, I texted and I was like, 9's okay.
After I told you, let's do 8:30.
Exactly. Let me just check if camera 1 is ready. Yes, camera 1 is ready. Camera 2 is recording. Camera 3 is recording. And we have sound.
Beautiful.
Yes, we are good. Now, like I said, good morning, everybody. Welcome to La Platica. For everybody listening and watching again, thank you for tuning in. Today I have a very special guest. I've known him for about 3-4 years now.
Yeah. I think since the Bora Bora trip. No?
Was it Bora Bora? Yeah.
I think so.
Bora Bora. I met
that
a lot
was
of
first you brand know what? Trip you know what's crazy?
I met a lot of people on that damn Bora Bora trip.
I was listening to you and Sebastian talking.
Same thing.
I think you guys met. That's when I met him too. So
yeah, exactly.
The trip just brought everyone together.
I feel like I knew you already though.
Maybe we like knew of each other.
Or like met like briefly.
Maybe like an event or something.
Yeah, because I felt like the only person that was new in my life at that moment was Seba.
That's all that mattered to you is what it was, I think.
Yeah. But, yes, a native to, would you call it the South? Obviously, right?
Yes.
Alabama.
Yeah,
you got it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one they call... El güerito de Southern California. You know what that means?
I don't.
Güerito means like...
the white boy.
It's not like white boy because gringo, like anybody can be... No, gringo is like white boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Güerito is like... anybody can be a güerito. I can be a güerito. I can have kids that are güeritos. You know? There's nothing to do with like race. It's just light skin. That's
okay.
it.
Okay. Light skin. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Tyler Williams.
Yes.
Thank you for coming, bro.
Dude, no problem. Glad you had me.
Like, literally, thank you for coming. And thanks for waking up. As I don't know if you guys know, but we're neighbors.
We are. I didn't realize
but
how close we are.
That's not why I invited you. He actually rode his bike here.
Yeah. Electric park. Actually, it's Laura's bike. Mm. Believe it or not. She's the one.
Don't you guys have two, though?
We bought Aaron a bike. So I've been riding hers around for now until I get one myself. Got I don't know it. If I want to get an electric one because I have a boosted board.
Yeah, I was going
to
say you have a boosted board too. Because I knew that you had one thing and she had one. Does she actually ride it a lot? Like she likes
she's
it?
She's obsessed with that bike.
Man, that's dope.
She loves it. She gets good exercise on it too. Like she doesn't just use the electric part the whole time.
Yeah. So basically this bike, it's electrical or you can pedal.
Yeah.
Or you can assist. Have like a hybrid. Yeah. Where, you know, you pedal, but it's like
it's
really
so much
flowy,
fun.
Right?
Yeah. Much fun.
You know, you've been inviting me and...
Dude, I got it outside. You're going to ride it.
Yeah, I'm going to ride it after this.
And then you might go buy one.
Dang, like that?
Yeah.
And I know Seba has two.
Yeah, same brand
and
too.
And he brought them from Australia as well.
He like deconstructed them to even bring them here to ship them over.
Wow.
Like he didn't
What's
ship
the brand
it
called? Super...
A Super 73.
Super 73. We literally just gave them a nice little advertisement.
Yeah, right, we did.
Super 73, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. I already got one, but I could use another one.
Yeah. What you been up to, man? It's 2020.
It is. It's a new year.
I'm not going to say that, like, you know, like, are you, you know, amping up your life? Because I've already seen you. And since we're neighbors, we see each other more than the average.
Yeah.
We go to the same gym together.
We see each other at events.
I used to go to the gym with Caesar. I don't know if you guys know Caesar, all the time. And Tyler was there way before us.
Yeah.
So he's been on his New Year's, New Me type vibe for years already. So I'm not even going to say, like, how's that going? But what else? Because you're active.
I am.
You
try to be.
You know, me and you share a lot of similarities, as in, like, being with our girls, creating content with our girls. But not only that, like, we've been with our girls since day one.
Yeah.
Like,
since before they were internet sensations.
Internet sensations. Yeah. The internet sensations. Yeah. So, you know, and that's why I respect Tyler so much, because me and him share so much in common. We literally live the same lives. Huh?
How long have you and Karen been together?
We literally just hit 10 years. I've been with her since I was 19. Yeah.
Good Lord. So me and Laura are about to hit 12 years next month.
Yeah, man, you've known her since you had that Justin Bieber haircut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn, when that's
the
crazy.
It's called the Bama Swoop.
Oh my God.
It has a name. I had it before Bieber, mind you.
Guys, he's going to send me that picture so I can put it right here.
I'll send it to you.
This is the Bama Swoop.
The Bama Swoop. Yeah. So, yeah, dude, me and Laura have been together for 12 years, married for what, about three now?
You know, me and Karen, you know, we lived in, I told you, in Marietta, Temecula. Mm-hmm. So to us, we made a big leap to coming to LA to actually start something that we never even knew this was going to happen, to be honest. But you literally came from Alabama, right?
Or about 2,000 miles away.
Yeah. Did you move to Alabama because you had a job here, like, waiting, or like because you wanted to pursue something else, which is, you know, what we do now?
Well, so I went to, obviously I'm from Alabama. Me and Laura both grew up and we met in high school, and I went to college in Alabama, went to Auburn University. Roll Tide. Anyone out there.
You're a big high college.
Oh, dude, I'm obsessed with college football.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, we got railed this year. So,
but you guys always do good.
Yeah, no.
So it's like,
I can take it because we've had such good years.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So I went to school for industrial engineering, and I got a job out of college with Amazon, and they let me pick where in the United States that I wanted to work.
What?
And, yeah.
They actually let you pick?
They let me pick. Wow. It could have even been out of country as well, but I wasn't going to go that big.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that moment.
Alabama to California, that's pretty big. And
it was tough. But the thing is, Laura had been doing YouTube for probably about 2 years, and she was nowhere near like what she is now. Prior to me, because I think she started YouTube when I was in college, so she had been doing it for about 2 or 3 years, and she was making progress, but it wasn't anything substantial. Like, she probably had maybe 30, 40, 50,000 subscribers.
But at that time, that might have been a lot, right?
Yeah.
At that moment?
Yeah, and she was getting a couple of thousand views. And dude, she thought she was the king of the world.
Yeah.
Like, cool. She had made it at that point. She was famous, and she just needed her ticket to LA. Yeah. Not that I'm her ticket to LA. Yeah. Like, it's definitely not like that. Like, we've been dating since high school. But so me and her had a conversation, and we're both like, okay, like, where do we want? Like, this is an amazing opportunity in our lives to just move on from where we're from and go do bigger and better things. Yeah. So we picked Southern California as our location. And the rest was history from there. So we moved out. It was a tough move. I mean, all of our family is back in Alabama still. Like,
I know.
Literally just me and her. So we got out here to California, and that's when she kicked it into high gear. Dude, she was posting like 5 videos a week.
Damn.
Which, now that I post videos, I understand what that means. That, like, that had to have taken a piece of her soul when she was posting that.
Bro, that takes up your whole day.
Yeah. Oh no, that's what she was doing. So when she went from having a full-time job in Alabama as a medical assistant working like 50 hours a week to, okay, now we're in California. I have a job that helps supplement a majority, if not all of our income. So it was a great opportunity for her to like really pursue YouTube on like a whole nother level. So she had a part-time job when she first moved out.
And then after that, just
the rest was history. I worked for Amazon for 2 years, and then the crazy, like, I have a job that paid a great salary because I had graduated from college working at a great company. And
literally
she's
a great
company. More than me.
Yeah.
In like 2 years of us moving out here, she's making like triple what I was making. And I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I know. Dude, that's so crazy. Like, it's the same thing. You went through the same thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even really, it's not really a thing of like, dang, you know, obviously your girl at that time is making this much, but you know, you guys help each other to create all this.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like you move from Alabama to pursue your career at Amazon mm-hmm. while she's doing her thing. But now you have to leave Amazon, right? You had to make that decision.
Yeah. And to clarify, like her first,
to even amp it up even more.
Yeah. Well, her first probably 3 to 4 years of doing YouTube, I had nothing to do with it. Like that was all her 100%. Like I didn't even like being in front of the camera when she would like try to do the husband tag and things that. I felt weird in front of the camera. Like this was not for me. Mm-hmm. And I slowly grew into that. Now, like now I'm comfortable. Like we can sit down and talk in front of the camera, mm-hmm. but it was all her. And then it got to a point where it was like, she needs help. Like she can't take in all like, whether it was like emails or coordinating with brands, like she's the face of it. So she didn't necessarily need to be doing that. Yeah. So I kind of took over as like a management style.
It's good. It's good to have somebody representing you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you guys, you know, a brand hits you up and they start talking about how much and what's
the budget.
You don't know your worth. Yeah, you don't know your worth and you don't really want to tell them like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's and different.
Even
it's
so if you different. Do tell them yourself, it's weird. It can be
off-putting.
Yeah, I did it once. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, this is our budget, da-da-da. And then I tell them back like, okay, well, this is what my rate is. And it was a lot more than their budget. You know, their budget was small.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to work with the brand. So, and then keep in mind, I'm the one talking to them. So they said, well, this is the only thing that we can do. So then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. But now I look like the guy that just wanted to put this high number up.
Rather than your manager doing it or something like that.
So I'm just this guy, because I'm the guy that just said this round number, but now I just settled for like way less.
Yeah.
So now, yes, I look good because I just supposedly, you know, did it for them because I wanted to work with that brand. But B, I look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like lowballing myself. Yeah. That's why you should always have somebody representing you. Yeah. You know? Like obviously in the beginning, do the hustle, do whatever you guys gotta do.
Yeah.
If
I
you
did
guys
that
want
for about
to do
a
that,
year
yeah,
or so
that route. Yeah.
Helping her negotiate brand deals and things like that. And it just made sense for us to get a manager at that point for her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's even a weird relationship when it's a husband doing it too.
Of course,
like
man.
Brands feel a certain type of way because you're still connected on that level. And I'm not able to negotiate as hard as like someone who's a manager who doesn't have that personal connection to her.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, another thing with working with your significant other, you know, your boyfriend, your husband, whoever it is, even working with like a best friend, I think they would feel the same feelings, is that if you're managing or, you know, running the show for somebody who is the face and you guys are like really close, if that other person, the face, doesn't like the things that you're doing, she'll tell you in a heartbeat, and it can cause like drama. Other than it be a manager, you can actually talk to that person that you're not as comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be comfortable with your manager.
Yeah.
But like you have a different conversation.
Yes. Like you can, it's weird because like dealing with a partner or spouse, like there's that level of bluntness because you're not going to beat around the bush with them. And a lot of things can be taken too personally. Because like business and personal, like
it doesn't mix very well.
It's tough to mix it.
Yeah,
it can be done, but dude, it's a whole another beast. Like it creates a whole different dynamic in your relationship, and not a lot of relationships can handle that. You know,
bro, trust me, and I think you know too. Like just me helping Karen out. Don't everybody probably thinks it's all like dandy and like happy, and yeah it is. But we sometimes get into it like really, really bad. And, you know, it gets to the point where you sit down and you're just like, look, it's this is just happening because, you know, we have the privilege of working with each other, but it comes with this and it comes with that. But at the end of the day, you just work it out and it's just all communication.
Yeah.
But that comes to the topic that we actually want to talk about. It's kind of similar.
Yep.
And you explained it to me through DM the other day when we talked, and I thought it was really cool. And I was like, oh, yeah, actually, that is a really good topic. But since you explained it so well, I'd like for you to explain. Okay.
Yeah.
To the audience.
So my question was, so since our girls are these personalities on YouTube, on any, whatever social media outlet that you can think of, how do you separate yourself from that? Because you're building your own brand. So I think you're the perfect person to ask this question. And this is something that I'm striving for this year. How do you separate yourself from what you're doing with Karen into what you're doing for Sebastian?
Yeah. And I feel like even myself, I'm still striving for that.
Yeah. But you're doing podcast, YouTube, your clothing brand, merch for it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure other shit that you just haven't even released yet that you're working on.
I'm just trying to juggle what I have now until I find that rhythm where it's like easy for me. And then maybe I can tackle something else. But we can talk about that in another pod. But I was telling you this when you got here, with that me and you kind of started to release videos at the same time, like beginning of last year, and I think like late 2018. I don't really remember, but honestly, and I apologize to you guys too, I was not consistent because I couldn't find.
It's almost like what you want to see, what you want to watch, and what you want to see. So it's like being inspired to produce the content. Mm-hmm.
Being inspired, finding time, knowing what's more important at the time as well. I was telling you that, you know, it's not that it was ever a problem. My girl always cheered me on, and she says that, you know, it's the best thing for you to do too, like to make videos. And she would always like, babe, you're so creative. You know, you're really good at talking to the camera. You're really good at editing. You have like this vision. And I was like, you're right. You really are right. But, and I love doing it, and I really do. But it got to a point where, you know, Karen is just like way busy, and which makes us busy because, you know, if you guys don't know, I edit, I create content for her. We create content together. That shit is no joke. That takes
a full time job.
So I've been having in my head that I want to do my own thing. And you know what's crazy? Like when I first got into doing YouTube videos, you start to think to yourself like, oh, well, babe, you can do this video for me and then we can do a video together, or maybe just by myself and I can do a Q&A or I can do this or that. But I'm like, I'm falling into the same categories that my girl does.
Yeah.
You and mean I was like,
as far as what types of content you're making?
As far as like in the same world.
Okay.
Of beauty.
Yeah.
Of, you know, collabing with, you know, people that are in the same industry, mm-hmm. which is all cool. But I had to tell myself, like, dude, do your own thing.
Yeah. I think that's what I've struggled with.
Yeah. Because we always think that we need to be doing I don't know. It's weird. You start thinking to do things in the same realm that you're already in.
You're almost the same person. When you've been with somebody for a decade, you're basically the same person.
Exactly.
And it's healthy to try to separate yourself from that. Like, I really think it is. Like, I think
so.
As far as like producing your own content and things like that, like it's helped me and Laura's relationship, like starting to like go our separate ways.
Yeah.
But I mean, you work from the house with them still, and you're still helping them with like their daily activities that they're doing. So it's like, it's a juggle between like finding time to do your own thing and we talked about this earlier, we know what pays the bills.
Exactly. I know exactly what pays the bills.
Yeah. And you want to put as much effort into that as you can, mm-hmm. but at the same time, how do you find time to do things like this, like your podcast and other things on YouTube?
So, and it's totally true because, you know,
you get up at 8 a.m., I guess.
Yeah, I know. No, but seriously, you have to. I can't be making videos sometimes. I would feel weird making videos. Well, I wouldn't feel weird making them, but when I'm done, I can't put my videos first.
Yeah.
If
hers aren't working.
If hers aren't ready.
Yeah.
If hers aren't, because obviously she's way busier than me.
Yeah.
My shit is just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
But I want people to see who I am, mm-hmm. the things that I like. And that's going back to what I was saying. you know, I started thinking to myself, like, dang, like, why do I gotta keep thinking to do things in the same industry? I don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. I can start talking about clothes, fashion, literally shit that I'm into, cars. I want to reach out to different people now, like people that don't even know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
So that was my thing. But just going back to the question, in order for me to have my own thing now, and I like to have my own thing because I feel like it's healthy too. Just like how you said, you kind of split from, you know, I think it's healthy that your girl or your guy knows that you're doing your own thing and she's doing or he's doing their own thing. And then she sees you really being ambitious about it. And I don't know, I feel like that turns Karen on.
Yeah. No, it creates that healthy dynamic.
My guy's just not like,
rather than you working for
working
her.
And da da da, and then once I'm done, like I have nothing to do. You know what I mean?
I spent like probably, when did I stop working at Amazon? It's been like almost 3 years now that I stopped. So I spent the first 2 years in that cycle.
Yeah.
And I feel like it wasn't healthy at all. Like, yeah, I helped her to create content and I helped edit. We have an editor now, thank God. Do you guys have an editor? Because
we have an editor.
It'll save your life.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you. We have an editor, but she's not like, she doesn't do all of them.
Okay. Yeah, it's same for us.
I was telling us, I forgot who I was telling to the other day. I was like, having an editor is cool, but like, reality versus expectation is a little different because videos aren't done weeks before.
Yeah.
They're always done days before
or a
night before.
So you got to have somebody that's got a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Which is me.
Yeah. No, that's 100% what we do as well.
So if Karen's done making a video and we need it ASAP, which most of the time happens, it's easier for me to just whip it out real quick. I'm good at it.
You know what she wants.
I know the style. I know the flow. Yep. I put my love into it. And I'm not saying others editors don't. It's just different though. And not only that, hey, here's the memory card. Can you give this to me tomorrow? Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way.
Luckily, our editor lives in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So it's the best thing ever.
Yeah,
I'll put you in contact. No, I'm sure you guys got a great editor. But no, I feel you on that. Like, I spent the first year editing her videos. Dude, that's the most time consuming thing.
Hours, bro.
That's like a full-time job is editing for one YouTube channel. It takes so much time. Like, how often are you posting on here?
Here, I like to do podcasts and my goal is to do one or two a week.
Okay.
For now. My goal is to do two for sure.
Yeah.
And hopefully it gets
Hopefully
it gets to a point where I can do three.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you this morning when you got here, it doesn't take that long to do them.
Yeah. 45 minutes.
45 minutes. I just need you for 45 minutes. And I edit these fucking fast.
Yeah.
And I showed you how already.
Yeah. Because you're keeping them fat. So
yeah,
you're not cutting much out.
Uh-huh. Exactly. But a tutorial can take me up to 5 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah.
If I'm really putting
love into it.
If I'm really fucking on it. Like on some Speedy Gonzalez shit, maybe 3 hours.
Yeah.
But they take forever, bro.
They do. And they take a piece of you when you do it. Literally. Like you get a day or two off from editing.
I'm looking at the computer and then I just have to like take my eyes out.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We've been looking at fucking computers for the past 4 or 5 years, bro. Nonstop, every single day.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's people out there that do that for like a full-time job where they're looking at a computer for 8 hours.
Dude, I have to like stand up and sometimes it gives me anxiety, bro. I have to just be outside.
For sure. What inspires you to make your own content? Because that's a goal for me in 2020. Mm-hmm. I want to start distancing myself online from like what Laura does into my own type of audience. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that's in 2019. I was making videos for the sake of getting videos out there, but it wasn't things that I necessarily felt inspired to create. I was just creating for the sake of creating and just kind of seeing what stuck and what didn't stick and what I liked doing, what I didn't like doing. So this year in 2020, I'm like, start doing shit that you like to do.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, exactly what you're talking about. Like talk about clothes, talk about shoes, cars, like whatever interests you.
Anything. And,
dude, I listen to podcasts like every single day.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm obsessed with podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I don't listen to too many.
Dude, you should listen to them.
Like I listen to one, two.
Yeah.
But
Like Joe Rogan's podcast is great.
Yeah, everybody knows Joe Rogan, and it's great. It's like 2 hours long.
Yeah, oh yeah. And he has like, it's crazy because it's the type of people that he interviews on there.
Like
it's
the scientists.
Different aspects of the world. Yeah. And it's so crazy talking about from aliens to like robot technology. They're super living in a simulation.
Yeah, I love all that shit. Oh, I love all that shit.
It's so great.
Honestly, I think that should be on another podcast, but like I'm super into that kind of shit.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so down for that. Yes. Did you see the one where he had Elon Musk on?
Yeah, that shit was. That was his epic. Most epic fucking video ever.
Yeah, I think the stock went down like 6 points or something like that when he hit it.
But you know what? It's, I feel like Elon Musk even.
He keeps it real.
He keeps it real, but even like you said that he like went down points.
They went back up though.
Like, yeah, of course. But easily. Like even if he did go down points, you know how many people knew who Elon Musk was after that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, for sure. Another great podcast, Dax Shepard's podcast.
Oh, I need to listen
you
to
need
him.
To do you know who Dax Shepard is? Mm-mm. He's a comedian, actor. I guess he does act still. He's got like a TV Dax show Shepard. Or something. Yeah, look him up, dude.
How do you spell Dax?
D-A-X. Dax. Dude, he's got.
Oh yeah, I know who he is.
Dude, he's got one of the best podcasts.
Wasn't he in? I think. What movie was he in?
He was in
Scary Movie. No.
No. What was he was in? He was on Punk'd. Remember Punk'd?
Oh yeah, that's where it was.
He was one of the guys on Punk'd.
Oh, I didn't know he has a podcast.
Yeah, dude, he's got one of the best podcasts out right now.
That's sick.
Like I think I like I his better than Joe's.
You know who else interviews has a podcast?
More celebrities than. Scientist, like he does have like the occasional scientist on and like author and stuff like that, but he's so open and vulnerable, and that's something another thing that I want to work on this year is just being more vulnerable.
Yeah,
so
I think that's something that we all struggle in.
Yeah, yeah,
because
sure.
As you know, social media is a place where
a facade.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you're like that. Like you're like
it's
this
hard
guy
not
that's
to
like,
be like
this
that.
Fucking dick who you know needs to speak his mind. You're not even like that at all.
Yeah,
but it's hard to tell yourself like, hey, just be open with everything. Just who cares about what the fuck people think?
Like, yeah, those are the people that get like the best ratings and the most loyal fan base is because it's open. They're open, and it's so hard to be open on the internet.
It's like having a relationship. You have to be real from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
To continue to be real.
Yeah, it's hard to like switch mid-gear.
If you're not this person who you were in the beginning, that guy or girl is going to break up with you.
Yeah.
But if you're this person, either A, she breaks up with you or she's with you because you've been real since day one.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If people don't like, for example, the podcast.
Then they just.
Like, because I'm this person else, right? that I'm real, then I'm just cutting the fat.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking inviting people who actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? Like. It comes with a lot of benefits being this person who's real and not trying to hide anything.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's the whole point of this podcast. And that's why I love it so much is because I have my own opinion on things and maybe people watching don't. But it's cool to get different perspectives as well.
Yeah.
But that's another thing too. I never went to college. I went to college, but I never graduated or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I went for like communications because I wanted to like do that. Like, I wanted to be on the, you know, in my head, I was like, radio? I want to be on the radio.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or I want to do something like that.
Look
but
at you now.
That never happened. But like now, you know, you can create your own world.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's what I'm doing right now. Since I went to Marietta, I lived in Marietta. There's a college nearby called Mount San Jacinto, and then there's another one called Palomar. So I went to those for a little bit, and then I wanted to get out of that town. So then I went to OC Community. I forgot what it's called. It's in Orange County.
Okay.
Dang, I can't believe I forgot what it's called. OC.
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 OCCC. OC Community College.
OCC.
OCC.
I think it was called OCC. Yeah, you know me. bro. I mean, even starting this podcast, it's now that I'm like on episode 7, I believe, starring Tyler Williams.
Lucky number 7.
Yeah, maybe. Lucky number 7.
Love that.
Even me starting now and being at number 7, I'm like, dang, like this kind of is becoming something that I didn't even know it was going to become.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about great topics, topics that in my head, I might tell myself, oh, people already know this, but you'd be surprised that people don't know this.
Yeah.
Don't know some topics that we're talking
about.
Or like to
hear people talking about it in general, because maybe they can't talk about it with the people around them. Dude, I have a relationship with people who do podcasts. Like, I feel like I legit, like if I ever saw these people in person, I'd be like talking to them like I know them because I hear them talk so much. And I, you know, what's good for me, I have a hard time in conversations, like really listening. And that's something that I actively try to work on. And like listening to podcasts really helps me because you can't talk back to them.
Yeah.
Like you literally just listen to what they're saying.
Yeah. It's dope, man.
I want to do a podcast. Me and Laura actually filmed a podcast last week.
What?
Yeah, hopefully.
Did you buy all the equipment and shit?
I don't have all of this. We have one mic. I'm probably going to go up to like Guitar Center and get...
They have everything.
Yeah. Did you get this stuff there or did you just order it?
Guitar Center.
Yeah, the one right up the street. I'm probably going to go there.
I think so.
And like really...
Yeah, bro, it's fun.
Because I have a man cave.
Have I been in your man cave?
I don't think so.
I've been to your house.
You've been to my house, but I don't think you went upstairs. And yeah, you act like you invited me upstairs. I haven't been upstairs to your house.
There's nothing to see. Trust me.
I want
to
see where you sleep, Sebastian.
This is my man cave, my podcast center.
You're like, I sleep right here.
Yeah, this is the metropolis.
Yeah. Dude, I love this room. I want to get like a little setup going.
You like should, man.
Change it from a man cave into an office.
Bro, any questions that you have about podcasts, audio, anything like that, bro, I'm super.
Yeah.
And most importantly, if you want to do like different camera angles, I know for us that's like super different, but I got you. Yeah. Whatever you need. I don't care.
Cool. I got a buddy. He was on my YouTube channel pretty early on. His name's Daniel. And anytime that I hang out with him, we always... He's a very deep person, so he likes to really think about a lot of things from different angles. Mm-hmm. So we always have deep conversations. So I want to try to start a podcast with him.
Yeah,
like shoot the shit, talk about whatever's on our mind, whatever is and happening in society.
Because we would like have this conversation regardless.
Yeah, no, we were literally talking in there about this, and we were like, "Whoa, whoa, we gotta save this for the podcast.
Stop.
Let's just stop this conversation now."
And that's what I told. I think. One of my friends, or I forgot who that was in the podcast, was like a little bit nervous.
Leche?
No.
I need to watch the one with Leche. I saw you post it on Instagram.
Yeah, he wasn't nervous at all. He's really, you met him, right?
He cut my hair for a bit. He's all the way downtown. Is he still downtown?
Yeah.
Leche, move out here.
Yeah, I know. He's a cool guy. Amazing guy. I really liked him being in the podcast. He's really good at talking and having conversations. And he actually said a lot of cool shit. Watch it. It's actually a really good one.
I saw what the topic was about. So I need to watch it.
Yeah, it was really good. But shit, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else on your podcast?
No, but I'm
nervous.
Yeah, but I was telling that person. I was like...
Oh, you don't want to call him out.
No, I don't remember who it was. Okay. But I remember that I talked about this to somebody. And I said, bro... It's just like me and you talking.
Yeah.
Like you're not nervous when you talk to me.
Yeah.
No. We're going to have the same conversation. And just we do have it. I'm just going to film it.
There's going to be cameras in the room.
And that's cool. And you know what's cool too? That if you do it with Laura, and I'm going to tell you guys this right now, yesterday, and you guys are probably already seen this video because I'm going to post you after Karen. I don't know. Today's Saturday.
Today's Saturday.
So I'll probably post the one with Karen tomorrow, Sunday. And then I like to post them. Like, I don't even like to wait.
Yeah.
So maybe yours on Monday or
Tuesday. Are you on like a schedule?
I'm not on a schedule yet. I wanted to ask you guys, leave a comment down below what days are good. I think Sunday mornings are good.
Yeah.
But also like a Tuesday, Thursday during the week is good too, just so we can have content during the week.
Uh-huh.
I don't know yet.
The Sunday would be perfect because people on the weekend can listen to it and then like getting the week started listening to it. Because when I listen to podcasts, I do it in the car.
Yeah,
like that's. I don't listen to podcasts like when I'm at the house or anything like that. Like, I mean, I'll watch a YouTube video or something like that. But
Or like at the gym, I get a lot of people mentioning me on Instagram, like on the gym,
like on the treadmill or something.
On the treadmill, like So it's so crazy, bro.
So people are listening to us on the treadmill right now.
Probably run faster,
speed
baby.
It up, bitch.
You got it.
you got this.
You go, girl.
You go, Glenn Coco. Yeah. You go.
But yeah, man. Going back to finally creating the podcast and what it's brought to me, I feel like I have a responsibility now.
Yeah.
Like
which
this
is good though.
Which is good.
Like it makes you feel like you're driving for something.
Guys, trust me, it motivates me because this ain't just like a vlog, you know? And I love creating vlogs. So that's the thing. I love to be artistic. I love to bring my camera out.
Yeah.
I love to go out and see what I can do. But it's not like a vlog. Vlogs are different. I mean, vlogs, because people always expect to see what your day is about and things like that. And you talking on a very personal level. But with this, you know, it's important topics. Like I said, it's people who I bring people that people already know either A, who they are, or B, what they want to be or I heard about this person, but now let's see how they really are.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. And like I said, it motivates me.
Yeah.
But going back to our main question, it's still hard because this doesn't pay the bills.
No.
You know?
Maybe it will one day.
Maybe. And I'm trying to like make it like...
Not that it's the goal necessarily.
It's not the goal.
Yeah.
The goal is to have fun.
Yeah. You're out here having fun putting out your own content.
When I used to do hair, there was a saying.
Dude, you know what I miss?
What?
Getting haircuts from you.
I know. Everybody does.
Can I just come here?
Everybody
do you mind chopping it up real quick? I'm a few days behind. Why do you think I'm wearing this beanie?
Trust me, bro. I miss it a lot. It's my passion.
That was like a creative endeavor for you. Like,
yeah.
Because you were doing that long after Karen had quote unquote made it on social media.
Yeah. Like,
when
she was freelancing doing makeup, I was cutting hair.
And even after when she started having real success on YouTube, Instagram, and everything like that, you were still cutting hair.
Yeah, I was still juggling everything.
You clearly really enjoy it.
It wasn't just a job. And that's what I was going to say right now, my saying. There's a saying that's called passion over profit.
Yeah, will bring you profit too, right?
That's what I'm saying. So passion over profit. But if you put passion into something and hard work and you hustle, it's going to bring you something back.
Yeah.
Is that the goal? No. But I'm just telling you, like, it'll happen.
Well, even if it doesn't bring you something monetarily, like, it'll bring you a peace of mind.
Yeah, bro.
Like, you're out there putting out something that you produce.
100%. And like I said, once I started this and, like, people, like, repost, it, like, really makes me happy to see my face on someone's Apple Watch.
Yeah.
You know, that they're listening to it while, they're running. So now in my head, I'm just like, oh, shit, like, you know, I'm part of somebody's day.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like kick it into gear and really bust out content.
That's dude. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
I inspire to be more like that. And that's my goal this year. Like,
that's my goal too.
Yeah.
Because people know that I'm inconsistent.
You're doing it already though.
Yeah.
No, but dude, you're being super like 2020 is the year of Sebas.
Yeah.
Like you're kicking it into high gear and it kind of inspires me too. Yeah. Like when I see other guys in the industry, like yourself, like really out there pushing it. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Like I could be doing this too. Or I could be doing like Sebastian likes doing podcasts and he likes clothes and he likes cars. Like, what do I like? Let me put out some content out there that I like.
100%. Sebas calling me right now. He's so jealous that you're here.
Let's talk to him. Put him on the air.
He's been on the,
let's do like a round table. Let's have him in here. You got a third mic?
No, but check this out. Sebastian.
Oh,
how's it going? Hold on 1 second, okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, hola and welcome to La Platica.
Welcome, Seba, to
what?
La Platica.
Do you know who this is?
I just want to let you know that you interrupted mine and Tyler's podcast. And just so you know, he didn't interrupt yours,
my G. I definitely could have called while you guys were on air.
And I knew you were going to call.
I didn't think you guys were going to do it this early.
Bro,
rise and grind.
You get so jealous when somebody else is the co-host. Why are you like that?
Not even, bro. Oh, damn it. I'm sorry, man. Hey, I'm looking at a car and I just needed some advice. That's all.
Got it. Well, me and Tyler are almost done, so I'll give you a call back.
Shout out to you.
You're literally that psycho girlfriend.
Shit, get out of here.
Do you want to say anything to the audience that loves you so much?
Yeah, I want to tell them that I love them so much and thank you for tuning in to La Platica.
Thank you, Papa. I'll call you soon.
All right, see ya, bye.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, man. He's good to talk to.
No, definitely. I need to hang out with you guys more. We need to kick it.
Bro, we live down the street.
Yeah.
I know, but you know, we say that, but we're busy.
Yeah.
Like I was just in Big Sur. You travel a lot. We travel together.
We travel next week.
And you know, we do our thing. We live the same life.
We do.
But one more thing that I want to talk to you about is if you did want to do a podcast, and I witnessed this last night. If you ever have your girl on it, it's kind of a beautiful thing because, you know, we really got forced to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like we weren't doing this. And we obviously we have conversations, like, you know, I'm not saying I don't talk to Karen.
Yeah.
But when we actually sit down, and you guys can probably see it, you guys probably saw it, you know, it was a great podcast and we had great topics. We talked about something so different than what we would have talked about normally. Mm-hmm. And I think that was pretty healthy.
Like, it was, it kind of opened you up to
a different conversation. I mean, it's not that I was uncomfortable talking about that conversation to her, because I wasn't. But the fact that we sat down, we fucking looked at each other.
Yeah.
We weren't really on our phones.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I'm excited, though. I'm excited for this year. I'm excited to really, like, do things that scare me more and do things that I'm putting myself out there more. Yeah. Are you going to come on the podcast? Of course you are.
Come on, man.
Of course you are.
I mean, me having you on this podcast right now really made me feel
I enjoyed this.
Very comfortable talking. Yeah. I think that you'll have a lot of good topics.
Yeah. I enjoy long form conversations like this.
Dude, it's super chill, right?
It's so much easier than just like sitting in front of a YouTube camera and, okay, we're going to do this, and this today. We're going to do this weird challenge and we're going to do this. It's so much easier just like talking and having a conversation.
Whenever you're ready, I'll help you set up. If you have any questions, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
B, I'll let everybody know to subscribe to your guys' channel.
Preach.
Everything. Preach.
Do you upload to podcast network through Apple and you do YouTube, right? Mm-hmm.
So I do Spotify.
Oh, you do Spotify.
And I do Apple Podcasts. I'm only missing iTunes right now. And then obviously I have it all on video, audio on YouTube, which I think is the most. Guys, if you listen to this mainly on Spotify, it's a different vibe on YouTube.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's cool to see the inflections and you see the drip and you see the swag. You know what I mean? You see the vibes. There you go.
Rick and Morty, baby.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty.
Speaking about swag and drip, guys, laplaticapodcast.com. We still have a couple items. And more to come, too. I said it last episode. Thank you so much, everybody that has supported laplaticapodcast.com.
But it's an amazing podcast.
It's an amazing podcast. Yeah. Anything else that you'd like to say other than we leave? Do you think we tackled these conversations
now? I feel like, we got our shit out there. We aired out our laundry.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was really
good. I'm excited.
Good. Yeah. I'm excited for you and I'm excited for us.
Yeah.
It's cool. I think that the most important thing is find time.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to procrastinate in this world that we live in.
Especially with
if you procrastinate and then you still have shit to do, the shit that you want to do for yourself is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's finding time. It's waking up at 8:30 in the morning with boogers still in your eyes. Uh-huh. But hey.
Yeah. It's just what's really hard to me is like knowing what pays the bills and what doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's just dedicating that time to it is what I'm going to really work on this year.
And I'm sure Laura's going to be super like
supportive,
which is going to help a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
Cool. But, well, dude, I appreciate you having me. This was fun.
I know.
This was so much fun.
Bro, why do you think I like it so much? I always tell everybody on every episode, like, it's so much fun to me. Like,
it is.
It's what I've always wanted to do. And I think it's like something that I finally found a niche.
I can talk to you for like a whole nother hour.
I always tell people, like, we can keep going. We can literally keep going, but
you want to do a 2-hour podcast?
I'm not trying to do
a
2-hour podcast. I think people like would not, you know, honestly, leave a comment down below. And I know a lot of you people are super nice and you're going to say like, Sebas, I can watch La Platica for 2 hours straight. I know, but I still think that that's a little too long.
Yeah.
It's like perfect. I think we're at 45 like 45 minutes. Yeah. I think that's perfect. Here in Southern California, 45 minutes will get you somewhere. So nice little traffic talk with Sebas.
I mean, 45 minutes in LA is like 2 miles down the road.
Street. Jesus Christ. But hey, you'll be listening to La Platica.
Yes.
Tyler William Arms.
My dad works at a Korean owned company at Hyundai, and that's how they pronounce his last name was Willie Arms. Like Willie Arms.
Tyler, bro, you should have never told me that, because now you are Willie Arms.
That's all you're gonna think of.
Literally. Thank you so much. Tyler Williams on La Platica.
Yes.
Guys, once again, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and here on the beautiful world of YouTube, which I highly recommend watching them on video. And we'll see you guys en la próxima plática. Adios.
Adios, amigos. Let me do it. Oh, that's wow. the wrong one. That's the wrong one. No.
I'm going to let you guess which one it is. Go for it.
I'm looking for, is it this one?
Nope.
Damn it. It's this one then.
No. Literally.
That's it. There it is.
There it is.
That's the one I was looking for.
Adios.
Adios.
Take care.